Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. The Lord made the earth by his power, and he preserves it by his wisdom. With his own understanding, he stretched out the heavens. When he speaks in the thunder, the heavens roar with rain. He causes the clouds to rise over the earth. He sends the lightning with the rain and releases the wind from his storehouses. The fact that God created the world is the foundation of the Bible's understanding of him. The first couple of chapters of Genesis tell us how God did this, and then the rest of the Bible points back to it. Here in Jeremiah, the prophet laughs at the uselessness of the idols that the people were worshipping. He highlights that, unlike the God of Israel, the idols have never created anything. They're a complete waste of time. We need to make sure that our thinking about God is continually shaped by remembering that he is our creator. Creation should be the springboard for our daily worship, and its vast scale surely makes us want to burst in praise and adoration. Let's stand back from our amazing universe for just a moment. During the daytime, we can't see very far. The sun is merely 93 million miles from Earth. It's on our doorstep. The light of the sun only takes about 8 minutes to reach us. At night, it's a very different story. We can see stars that are light years away from us. Our closest star is Alpha Centauri, which at 4 light years away is about 270,000 times further from us than the sun. However, all of this is still very close to home. Incredibly, even with the naked eye, it is possible to see Andromeda, which is 2.6 million light years away from us. And with a pair of binoculars, you can see the stars that are as much as 10 million light years away. These numbers are completely mind-boggling, but they must surely encourage us to respond in worship to our great Creator God. So let me ask you a question. In what ways is your own worship inspired by creation? And now let me pray with you. Lord God of creation, as we look at the vastness of our universe, we fall down before you in worship and adoration. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.